You're listening to The Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 19, we share balance tips for busy women.
Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. We are the co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, certified coaches, speakers, writers, and best friends. And Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company for all people who feel stressed, worthless, and unhappy. And our goal is to equip you with the skills to overcome obstacles, discover self-worth, and live a vibrant life. And today, we are talking about balance. That's a big topic for a lot of people, isn't it, Rachel?
Absolutely.
And as women, we really strive to have the perfect balance between our family, our personal well-being, and our careers. And sometimes it seems like we just can't do it all. And it can be tricky.
It can be really tricky.
It can be. And so according to Webster's Dictionary, the word balance means mental and emotional steadiness.
It does. I was surprised that that's what it actually meant. I looked that up for a blog post one time. And I bet your definition is not balance being mental and emotional steadiness.
No.
If I was a betting woman, I would bet your definition went something like this. My life will be in balance when I give 100% of myself to my husband, my children, my work, my home, my church, and my hobbies, while still fitting in the laundry and making sure that no one feels neglected or forgotten.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty close.
I bet I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
And forget about even adding yourself to the list, because who's got time for that?
Right.
No wonder we never find the fantasy land of balance, because not even Superwoman could accomplish all of that.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But maybe you're the one who compares your life to the supermom down the street, or that crafty woman on Pinterest whose house looks like your someday Pinterest board. I'm not a crafty
woman.
Or
your Pinterest closet.
Or your Pinterest closet.
Don't you wish that was real?
Yes.
Absolutely.
But you're looking for balance in your life and not someone else's. And something that Mandy wrote in a blog post probably last year even has always resonated with me. And it's this quote: the truth is what balance is for one woman might be chaos for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is so true for so many of us, that we're looking outwardly at other people and what we think is a life in balance, and we try to apply it to ourselves and it doesn't work, and then we feel like failures.
Absolutely. And I think when I came up with that, it really was the realization that, you know, the lifestyle that you and I live, Rachel, because our husbands work in the industry that they do, and they have jobs where it's not normal working hours for normal people.
Right.
And when Nate and I had normal working jobs for normal people and you still had this abnormal looking lifestyle, I didn't understand it.
No, it's hard to explain to people what it's like to be a part-time mom or a single mom part-time.
I really thought it was chaotic.
It does look chaotic.
It looks chaotic when you're not in it, but when you're in it, you have to really find that balance. And so for somebody like, we take Mondays off as our day of rest because that is the day that Nate's work schedule is usually working itself out. And for everybody else to take Monday off from work, that would be chaos, right?
Right. Because ours is usually Wednesdays when my husband gets home in the morning. We have a 24-hour rule where nothing gets planned unless it's, you know, an absolute emergency. But I don't make doctor's appointments. We don't make things that we have to run around with the kids or anything that day, because he needs that long to be able to get back into life again with the family. But, you know, it just boils down to what is balance for one woman. It might be chaos for you. So you really need to find that balance for you. And really, when it comes right down to it, it has nothing to do with your circumstances or your to-do list or even your current situation, because balance, like Mandy said in the beginning, is really mental and emotional steadiness. It has to do with your inner self.
Absolutely.
And it really has to do with four different pillars of your life. And when those are working in harmony is when your life is in balance. So what is that first pillar, Mandy?
Well, the first one is physical. And that means, how do you take care of your physical needs? Mm-hmm. So are you getting enough rest? Sleep is important.
Right, absolutely.
If you don't get enough rest, you will not have a balanced life. Also, nutrition. You know, are you eating whole foods? Are you eating the real foods? Or are you constantly eating all of those processed foods that make you think foggy and they just really don't help you run at mm-hmm. your best mm-hmm. and also exercise. Are you moving your body enough or at all? Because a lot of people aren't. Mm-hmm. And so that is the first pillar to really having a balanced life.
Right. And usually for me, if I'm feeling like it's out of balance, it almost always goes back to this first.
Yes.
I almost always go back to, am I eating the right foods? I have a hard time with carbs. I have ever mm-hmm. since I've had my kids, because I went through gestational diabetes with my kids. And so carbs are not good for me. They make me really cranky. And so when I get to 7 o'clock at night and I'm about ready to lose it and turn mm-hmm. into mean mommy, I'm like, oh, what did I have for dinner? It was all carbs. This could be a problem. Yep. And so then I'm like, oh, need some protein. Time to switch it up. Or when's the last time I went to the gym?
Yep.
You know, and it really boils down to me. For me, a lot of times when I'm feeling out of balance is because I'm not taking care of myself mm-hmm. physically.
Absolutely. So that physical pillar is a big one. The second one is the psychological. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean, Rachel?
That is your mental and emotional well-being. And that really, for Mandy and for I, we preach this a lot. And that's really boils down to speaking words of life. How are you mm-hmm. speaking about your life? Are you using positive words or are you using negative words? And how are you doing with the chatter in your mind? How are you handling negative self-talk? Do you have the skills and the tools in place to make sure you are feeding your mind with truth instead of dwelling on lies? Because sometimes life is busy. That just happens. And so you need to make sure that your mental and emotional is in the right frame mm-hmm. of mind and conquering fear. It's Absolutely. Easy. It's easy to let fear get out of control, and that will get you out of balance really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the third one is the relational pillar, and that includes your family, your friends, your coworkers, your acquaintances. It includes work mm-hmm. and hobby time.
Right.
And really, God has to be first.
Absolutely. You wrote this in this original blog post that we're kind of referencing mm-hmm. a few times, in that you, and I think people have heard this before, but I think we all need to be reminded of how yes. this needs to work itself out to be in yes. balance. And this is really something that for most people works for everyone when this needs to be in balance.
And with all of this, they all go through seasons mm-hmm. where maybe you get all four pillars going well.
Right.
Other times you have one that's lacking. Mm-hmm. And really when it comes down to it, the relational one I think can be the hardest sometimes.
Right.
Because that's when you feel like you're being pulled in all these different directions.
Right. Absolutely. Well, for one thing, when it got, you know, the first two pillars are something you control.
Yes.
Once you get into pillar number three with your relationships, that's other people and other choices. And you can't right. always control what's going on there. And so having your own boundaries of God first, yep. like you said, marriage second if you're married.
Which is a big one. Marriage comes before the kids.
Right. And then kids third. And then everybody else falls underneath that. And too many people mess that up.
Yes. And with that, everybody else, that's where work falls too. Mm-hmm. You always have to make sure that you have God first, marriage second, kids third, work last.
Right.
The moment you are putting your work ahead of your relationship with God, mm-hmm. your relationship with your spouse and with your kids.
Right.
If work comes first, you're in trouble.
Right.
That's out of balance.
Right. Absolutely.
And you'll feel it. You'll be stressed out.
Right. Absolutely. Because like we were saying, balance is really about your emotional state. So when you're mm-hmm. out of balance, you will know. And absolutely. I always, when my life is out of balance and I have stress going on, I'm having that happen right now because we're selling our house and doing a lot of things that are just chaotic. Mm-hmm. And I'll get sick. I almost always get sick or, you know, I'm just not feeling well. I feel like, you know, there's that commercial for a depression medicine. I can't remember which one, with the little cloud
yes.
over their head.
It's Zoloft.
Zoloft.
Yes.
And I feel like that little person just walking around mm-hmm. with the cloud over the head that's constantly raining on them. I can tell when my body yep. is stressed because it really does affect your mental and emotional state.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And number four, the last pillar, is the spiritual pillar. And we talked about this a little bit with relationship on what needs to come first. But this pillar is really your relationship with God and how you're growing spiritually and in the areas of trust and faith and spending mm-hmm. quality time with your creator.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you get that quiet time in. Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the busyness of life, 5 minutes is all you can do. I used to mm-hmm. put devotion books in the bathroom because seriously, at some points in my life.
I know a lot of moms have done that.
Yes. When the kids are little, sometimes the only quiet that you have where you're not wanting to fall asleep because you're just exhausted is in the bathroom. And yep. I used to do my devotions in the bathroom. It sounds crazy.
Multitasking.
It was multitasking. And I also taught my kids from little on, they don't just get to walk into mm-hmm. the bathroom. And so I did have a few seconds of quiet
right.
in there. But, you know, if you don't have 45 minutes to spend in the quiet, in quiet or reading the word, those 5 minute little breaks mm-hmm. do wonders.
And let go of that pressure that you have to have mm-hmm. 20 minutes here or 40 minutes there right. and that you have to do this intense Bible study, because that's not what God is looking
right,
for.
Right.
He's not looking for you to follow a formula. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
And he understands the season that you're in.
Right.
So if you're in that season where 5 minutes in the bathroom is all that you have, but you talk to him throughout the day, mm-hmm. that's okay. Mm-hmm. But also along with this, you want to make sure that you have time for worship.
Absolutely. Whether it's community worship in yep. a church or worship 101, I always have worship music playing in the car, because sometimes that's just really where, mm-hmm. you know, you're driving all over town and you have a lot of quiet sometimes yep. in the car. Even if the kids are in the car, you can drown them out.
Yes.
You know, most mamas can drown out those kids. And so listening to that worship music just keeps feeding mm-hmm. your soul throughout the day.
Absolutely. And then forgiveness. That's always a big one.
It's always a big one. You talk about that
it's
a lot.
So
we have
important.
To keep reminding everybody and reminding
yes.
ourselves.
Absolutely. We have to make sure that we apply this as mm-hmm. well. Because when it comes down to it, balance is not a state that you finally reach. It's not a destination.
Right.
It's really a combination of the choices that you make on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And it's a lifelong journey. It's not like you meet it once and boom, I'm done.
Right.
No, you have to
exactly,
keep going
exactly.
at it.
Exactly. And I think sometimes that's the pressure we get. We think that we're going to someday arrive in the land of balance. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have it all figured out as busy women, how to juggle it. And sometimes we're going to not juggle it very well. Sometimes all the balls are going to fall out of the air. And we're going to
yes.
have to figure out how to pick them back up and move them again. Because it is a juggling act. It's a lifelong process. Mm-hmm. It is not a state you're getting to.
Absolutely. Because your outside reflects your inside. And so balance is just going to take some time. So give yourself that grace to get there. And really, we encourage you to listen to this podcast again and to pick the one area, pick the pillar that you want to start improving on this week. A balanced life doesn't mean that everything is equally divided in your life. It's mental and emotional steadiness. So different seasons will require a different focus. So listen to this again. Pick the one pillar that you want to start with and share that with us on our website underneath the comment section, because we want to hear from you. And we promise that we will get into a conversation with you on our website. So do that. And we also invite you to hang out with us every day on Facebook. And you can find that Facebook page at our website, bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us, girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to hanging out with you next week with a brand new topic on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.